Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, November 25th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Chatbot maker Character AI has started cutting off chatbot access for users under 18, citing mental health concerns. The company is one of the top makers of roleplay and companion chatbots and has about 20 million monthly users. The decision follows the deaths of at least two teens who killed themselves after using Character AI chatbots, leading to lawsuits and regulatory scrutiny. The company had implemented a daily two-hour limit in November. Many users began losing access yesterday. The company said some power users will have an extended grace period of an hour a day to ease the transition. Character AI is also adding emotional support tools in its chatbots for this transition. Best Buy reported higher fiscal third quarter sales and raised its full year outlook. The tech retailer posted a net income of $140 million, down from $273 million the year before. Sales rose to over $9.6 billion, beating Wall Street estimates. Best Buy has raised prices on some items to offset tariffs. Analysts have said those price hikes could diminish consumer demand for its products. The company said in August that it could potentially see tariff costs cause consumers to pull back, but that it hadn't seen that happen yet. And Chinese automaker BYD again logged higher new car registrations in Europe last month as it continues to expand in the continent amid pressure in its home market. New car registrations for BYD models, a reflection of sales, increased to over 17,000 vehicles from fewer than 6,000 vehicles in October 2024. That's according to the European Automobile Manufacturers Association. Meanwhile, registrations for Tesla fell 48% in the EU last month, according to ACEA data, continuing the streak of disappointing monthly sales for the company this year. Tesla has been dealing with the fallout from Musk's involvement with the Trump administration that came to an end a few months ago. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.